Well, Paul, you're still undefeated. You've come out of this with a tenacious draw, but three bowlers down as a result of varying injuries.
Yeah, it's been a tough few weeks on the road. That Edgbaston game against Warwickshire was both mentally and physically tough. Trying to draw our way back into the game, and obviously it takes a lot out of the bowlers. And coming into this game, we thought we'd be able to get through it with the those bowlers. Obviously, Rushy coming back into that, into the side, a bit of freshness there. But Bryden Carson's obviously he's hasn't done too much in the game because of a sore foot, and also Wheelie is he's got a bit of an Achilles problem. So, but all in all, I thought it was a good performance for considering we were a bowler down. And you know, Scott Borthwick, what an exceptional game he's had to obviously get the wickets, but to score the runs in the way that he did was a superb performance.
I suppose the good thing from a Durham point of view is there isn't any county championship cricket for about 4 weeks now, so you can give the bowlers a bit of a rest who've featured hard in these last few matches. As for Scott, you mentioned him, a fifer and a century, one of four to do it, including yourself, and he's helped to turn the game on it back into a position in which you could save it, because at one point it was looking pretty perilous, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I think our batting's been really good this year, and we've scored some big totals. We on that wicket, that new ball was pretty crucial. I mean, we had Nottinghamshire in a pretty precarious position ourselves, but being a seamer down, we just didn't really have that end finish or bite that we would have with four seamers. So that was good signs. But as you said, we were against or behind the eight ball, and we managed to get past the follow on, which was important. And then from that point, you know, anything can happen, and we needed a bit of a session like we had down at Edgbaston to try to bowl them out, but we just didn't have the the bowlers didn't have the energy or the or any real fight left in them to get the wickets, really.
With regards to Scott, there's been a clamour on Twitter the last few days about getting him in the England squad, and you know, all the pundits are talking about it. He's obviously not featuring in this series, but do you think there's a chance he might get a look in when Pakistan arrive later in the summer, or indeed the winter?
Well, if he keeps scoring runs, it's amazing how much pressure that puts on individuals in the team and on the selectors as well, and he's done that consistently for a few years now. So we know what Scott does at Durham. He's one of these guys who wants to be involved, whether it be with a bad ball or in the field, and a highly skillful player. He's a good athlete and great in the dressing room. So he ticks all the boxes. He's ready for international cricket. It just needs his time will come when that opportunity comes around, and as long as he keeps scoring runs and is in confident mood, hopefully it might be this summer.
Now, if it's me and you planning the fixture list, we'd be here again tomorrow and you'd be playing Nottinghamshire here in the T20. You're all hot-footing it up the A1 now because you play them in Chesley Street tomorrow in the T20.
Yeah, I don't know who to blame there, but it's not ideal. Travelling up and down the country and playing games, there's quite a few sore and tired bodies around, but it's something that we just got to get on with. That's the way that the fixtures lie, and hopefully we can go out there, give 100% and put a big performance in.
Chance for the younger bowlers though, isn't it? Like Coughlin and McCarthy to come back into the side, and Arshad as well, because there's a lot of white ball cricket coming up in the next few days.
Yeah, and they've done exceptionally well. I mean, the game, to bounce back the way they did after the Worcester game and beat Lancashire the way that we did on Friday night was an exceptional performance. Probably one of our best T20 performances we've had so far. So, it's great signs and the very energetic young lads, and look forward to their energy coming back into the side.